For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team back at home this weekend will host the Wildcats of Northern Michigan, joined by senior captain Owen Sillinger. Owen, we chatted with you a couple of weeks ago. You did something staggering, scored your 100th career point. We chat with you again because you did something to me that's even more staggering. Friday night at Michigan Tech, you took 27 of the 54 faceoffs. I was never great at math, but that's half. I don't know if I've ever seen somebody do it. Number one, how mentally draining is taking that many faceoffs?
Yes and no. I mean, honestly, that's the position I want to be in. I feel like that's a big part of my role on this team. And, you know, when Tom calls my number, puts me out to win a faceoff, obviously it's something I take pride in, and I just try to do my best every single time I get the opportunity to.
Most guys don't win 20 faceoffs in a weekend. You won 20 on Friday night. You were 20-7. Did you feel like you were that in the groove?
It was just clicking, honestly, just from a tactical standpoint. It just, things were working, and I had a lot of the faceoffs on my left side, and you know, that's my strong side. So just a lot of things were going that night.
Why is the left side so much better for you?
It's on the strength of my backhand. So I feel like I feel more comfortable, and obviously against the opponent that I was going against too, I was going against a lot of different guys, and they're trying to switch things up. And I was just keeping it simple, and just worked out.
The NCAA has tweaked some of the faceoff rules lately. You know, who puts their stick down first, the faceoff warning aspect of it, and a potential penalty. Has that changed how you take a faceoff?
I mean, again, yes and no. It just depends who I'm going against, up against, and it kind of depends situation, the game with, you know, if I'm the left on the right side and the O zone and the D zone and neutral zone, stuff like that. So, I mean, a lot of it comes into play, but at the end of the day, it just comes down to, you know, wanting it more than the next guy and just winning your battle across from you. So,
how many face-off plays do you actually run as opposed to just take the draw and what happens, happens?
Yeah, honestly, again, it totally depends on who we're playing and kind of what the situation is. But, I mean, I don't try to think too much about it. Neither do my teammates and stuff like that. We just try to win the face-off and play on from there. So,
if you run a set face-off play, are you calling it or is that coming from the bench?
Both. Sometimes Tom calls it, sometimes Travis calls it, sometimes I call it. Kind of depends on what the situation is. So
Tom told me the story Saturday for the pregame show. There was a third period faceoff Friday night, and he put Yuri Vaisanen's line out there, and you kind of looked at Tom like, how come I'm not going out there? And Tom says, oh, and you can't take every faceoff. Is that the mentality you have of if there's a faceoff, especially third period crunch time, you want to be there?
Yeah, like I said before, that's kind of my role on this team, and I take a lot of pride in faceoffs, and I just felt on Friday night that it was working for me, and I want to be there every single situation I can be. So,
how much do your wingers actually help you win a draw?
Lots, honestly, lots. A lot of them. A lot of times, it's a 50-50 puck. Very rarely do you snap it back by yourself. So whenever I get Alex or Eric Martin or Lucas, whoever I'm playing with that particular moment, it's huge to get their help too. So.
I don't want to give away too many secrets, but generally speaking, a center, especially on a power play, is going to win a draw and go to the net. Is that your mentality?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Are you looking more for a redirect? Are you looking more to make a play back to somebody up the slot?
Depends what the situation is. I mean, we have a bunch of different face-off plays that I don't really want to share with you right now, but as far as that goes, I just do my job, try to win the face-off, and try to get open, so.
Your power play has been very, very good here since probably November. What's led to the turnaround in your mind?
We're just keeping it simple. We kind of have this this role. We make two tape-to-tape passes and just try to get the puck to the net and try to make a play off of that. But, I mean, we're not thinking too much about it as of late. It's been a little bit stale. But, I mean, again, yeah, we're trying to keep it simple, trying to get the puck to the net and trying to, you know, allow us to bring out the best in the skill in each other and just get it to the net.
You've lost three straight now by the score of 5-2 on paper. Those are ugly scores, but boy, those games at Michigan Tech were a heck of a lot closer than that. But yet it's three straight big losses. How much do you guys take that as kind of a punch to the gut and for lack of a better term, a wake up call going into the weekend?
100%. You're spot on. It's at the end of the day, it's three losses, and we're kind of looking for results right now, and so is everyone else in the league. So, I mean, we just got to buckle up and take the positives away from this past weekend because, you know, like you said, it wasn't a 5-2 game both nights, but at the end of the day, it was. So we got to take the positives and run with it and see what we can do this weekend here.
Can you believe how quickly we've gotten to February?
Happens fast. Happens fast. Like I said, it's crunch time, and here we go. Our guys are excited. We're excited to kind of see what this team's made of. Our backs are against the wall, and we're ready to play.
Best of luck.
Thank you.